With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports on a desperate search for two dozen missing girls from a summer camp after flash flooding in Texas.
The sound of the river in Kerrville, Texas, as crews search for two dozen children from a girls' camp and many others still missing after a wall of water rushed down the river during a powerful storm that killed at least two dozen people, with the death toll certain to rise. Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly.
This has been a very devastating and deadly flood.
The Guadalupe River rising 26 feet in just 45 minutes before dawn Friday. City Manager Dalton Rice addressing criticism that there should have been better preparation.
This happened very quickly over a very short amount of time that could not be predicted.
Audio courtesy KSAT. AccuWeather says they, along with the National Weather Service, sent warnings about potential flash flooding hours before the devastation, and that these warnings should have provided officials with ample time to evacuate. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump used the White House's 4th of July celebrations as a backdrop on Friday for citing his major accomplishment.
One big, beautiful bill. And before I start, I want to tell you that I've never seen people so happy in our country because of that.
And one such person, public policy expert Matthew Condetti.
The bill really does codify the Trump agenda that has been sketched over a period of a decade. When you think about its reforms of the immigration process, for example, when you think about all the changes to the tax code, not just preventing a tax hike, and of course the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime, but other interesting things, including 529s, other savings plans, the Trump bucks, the accounts for newborns.
And this is SRN News. A new warning about persecution in Africa.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll finds few Americans support allowing religious schools to become tax-funded, but majorities are in favor of allowing religious chaplains to provide support services for public school students. The AP NORC poll shows the complexity of Americans' attitudes toward religious expression in the schools, which varies depending on the kind of expression and sometimes crosses partisan lines. This is SRN News. Authorities across the country are on alert for potential lone wolf attacks this weekend.
Ongoing global conflicts, as well as possible copycats, have prompted notice from federal law enforcement agencies urging the public to stay vigilant. Federal agencies across the country are telling people to be aware, with the most concern about a lone wolf-style attack during this 4th of July holiday weekend. Officials emphasize there are currently no specific credible threats, and they're just asking people to stay vigilant, and if they see something, say something. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A very special 4th of July birthday for Michigan's oldest resident.
Miss Benita Gibson credits her longevity to eating potatoes, which she and her husband farmed, and staying positive. Born in Kansas, Miss Gibson grew up in Missouri and then later moved to Idaho. When she was 102, she moved to Michigan, where her grandson lives. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And Tayshia reports Fadita Gibson is also the third oldest person in the entire United States. More of these stories from SRNNews.com.